Sanja. I'm Bachelor with Gary Rivlin, who is very generous to help me understand his new book, AI Valley, Microsoft, Google, and the $1 trillion Race to Cash In on Artificial Intelligence. This is not a series of algorithms. This is not does not require you to know how to code. These are personalities. They're very important personalities. And Mark Zuckerberg now enters the stage. Where is Meta? Did they go wrong? What have they got, Gary?
Well, you know, Meta, they were really early on. They were just behind Google in jumping on machine learning. This dates back to the early 2010s. And they, too, suffered the same problem. You know, the innovator's dilemma, as it's called, that, you know, they could create cutting-edge models within the company, but then they're scared to release it because it what it might do, you know, to their existing revenues. And so, you know, Meta, right before ChatGPT came out, they had a rival. They put it out for a day or two. They didn't like some of the things it said, so they just pulled it. So Meta did something. Zuckerberg did something really, really smart at the beginning of 2023. Like, okay, ChatGPT is out there. Microsoft has its Copilot. Google's coming out with its chatbot. Instead of being the fifth or tenth new chatbot, he decided to open source it. Now, open source means that you're not going to be able to sell it. So to use most products we're buying from Microsoft, Google, whatever, they're closed source. You can't see the code, you can't change it. With open source, you can see the code, you can fiddle with it, you can change it any way you want. And what Zuckerberg said is like, I'm just going to put it out there and I'm going to create the ecosystem. So others are going to build on top of our Meta AI and we'll cash in that way. He was very frustrated that, you know, to get his app out there, he had to go through the Apple Store, through the Google, the Android store. And so, you know, here he's in control. It's his platform. It's Facebook. It's Meta's platform. So I thought that was a really interesting move. And in fact, their Facebook, their Instagram. And so they have all these users using their AI because they have the reach that an Inflection, another startup, couldn't have. And so you could count out Apple or Amazon or Meta because they were in quotes late to this battle, but they have so many advantages, the money and the reach and the talent, that I wouldn't count them out. We're still pretty early in this AI thing.
And here come the regulators. One of the significant events in your book, Gary, is when Sam Altman tells the U.S. Senate, is he talking to the Senate?
Yes, the Senate.
We need to be regulated. And they were, the British word is gobsmacked. And regulation is always at the edge of companies that make a great deal of money suddenly in Silicon Valley. That was true for Microsoft. Under Gates, that's true right now. Where is the regulation chase? Has it changed any with the change of administration?
Yes, very much so. So, you know, the Biden administration put in place, I thought, fairly gentle but common sense rules around AI. Like, for instance, you put out one of these leading edge, cutting edge models, you need to test it before you release it, and you need to share the results with the government. It seemed pretty light, but within 24 hours of Trump taking over, they had undid that executive order, and they have a very different approach to AI. They're accelerationists. J.D. Vance was in Paris at an AI conference at the start of this year, and he said, enough with the hand-wringing, enough with the regulating. You know, we need to win this race. We're up against the Chinese. There's all these great things. This is kind of America's big advantage, or one of America's big advantages is cutting-edge technology. And we need to do everything we can as a country to accelerate this. But I come back to what I was saying before, like, I'm scared the accelerationists are getting a little bit ahead of where the general public is, and this can, you know, AI had bad timing in its release. It came out when it came out because it was developed when it was developed. But, you know, mistrust with big tech is at a high right now. And so there isn't all this trust in the Googles and Metas of the world, but the Trump administration's view is we're going to do everything possible to help accelerate AI in this country, largely because of the race with China to cash in on artificial intelligence.
Is there cooperation from the big players? And well, given that it's non-regulatory, are they open or are they being careful?
Yeah, no, the big companies, or a company like OpenAI, which is, you know, still a startup, though it's got a paper worth of $300 billion, which would put it in among the 50 largest corporations on the earth, you know, they've changed their tune. They see that, you know, they don't really need regulation. The Trump administration is not going to require regulation. So, for instance, Meta and OpenAI and other companies have said, have petitioned the Trump administration to make the intellectual property they use to train their models, my books, our articles, make it fair use. In other words, you know, they are free to use whatever they want to use to train their models without having to compensate everyone. So Sam Altman, who a couple of years ago was saying, yes, you need to regulate us, has a different stance, like, help us accelerate this as fast as we can.
So right now the doomers are on the back foot and the accelerations are on the front foot. Right now.
Exactly.
We can imagine a winter is coming. I think that's a sell line. The book is AI Valley, Microsoft, Google, and the $1 trillion race to cash in on artificial intelligence. Gary Rivlin is the author.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,